Hey guys, welcome to Pit Meg, and I just wanted to do a little regular vlog. I haven't done much of just talking about stuff here. I've done my musical muscle motivation, and I've done my shoe reviews and stuff like that, but I haven't really had a moment to just chat to you guys for a little while, so I thought I'd do that right now. So what's been on my mind lately, what I'm dealing with lately a lot is everything doesn't have to be perfect to start, right? So I think I've talked a little bit about this in the past, but basically, if you want to get started on a fitness journey, losing weight, getting fit, you know, making yourself the best you can be, I just wanted to give this message that it doesn't really have to be, you know, the perfect situation. So a lot of people, I run body transformations and I run, you know, get fit stuff like online body transformations, in-person body transformations, personal training, you know, stuff like that. And I just wanted to say, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's not really the right time for me right now. I'm really busy. I have this. I can't eat perfect right now because of this. There's all these excuses, which of course I've talked about in past vlogs, getting over all those excuses you're telling yourself and me. But I just wanted to say, you know, you can get started on a weight loss journey or a fitness journey or anything like that without it being the perfect time. Maybe you're not going to be perfect. Maybe you're not, you know, maybe it's difficult right now. You might not make every workout. You know, this is something I'm telling myself right now too, because I'm one of those people too, who's very all or nothing. And I'll be like, oh, I can't get to the gym every single day, so I'm not going to start right now. But it doesn't make sense. Just, you know, start with a little thing. Start with something. It might not be a big grand starting and everything's perfect and you're eating everything right and you're going to the gym twice a day and, you know, you can de-stress every night. You know, it might not be the perfect situation, but I'm just urging you to just start. Start somewhere. Start now. You know, time is going to pass anyway, so you may as well be getting going on your fitness journey. Why wait? Why are you waiting to make it the perfect situation? I don't eat perfect every day. I don't get to the gym every day for sure with my baby. I totally miss a lot of workouts, but you know what? I need to keep that feeling of like, I can do this, even if it's, you know, 50%. 50% is better than 0%. You know, of course we're trying to aim for 80, 90%, something like that, 110%, as some people say, you know, that's a great feeling, but I think sometimes too much pressure is put on people to do things 100 or 110%, because then people give up and they're like, I can't do it 100%, so I won't do it at all. So I just want to say, please don't quit, please don't not start, because, you know, you can't give it 110% right now. You know, we go through phases. Right now, I'm a mother to a little one-year-old, as well as my eight-year-old and all my household of stuff. And, you know, there's a phase right now. I am focusing on them a lot right now. I am, you know, having sleepless nights. I am missing the gym. I'm eating some bad things every now and then out of stress. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to give up and be like, oh, well, I'm not going to lose my weight now. I'm not going to get fit right now. No, you need to like just harness that and just, oh, well, you know, something went wrong. It doesn't matter. Pick yourself back up and get back on that fitness journey. Don't keep waiting. Don't keep waiting for the perfect circumstance. It will never be perfect. I promise you, if that's your mindset, it's never going to happen, right? It's just like people who tell me like, oh, I can't have kids right now. Like, I don't have enough money. I don't have a house. I don't have a this. I'm not this. I'm not that. It's like, if you want kids, you need to do it. It doesn't need to be the perfect circumstance, right? Like, it's never going to be perfect. You're never going to feel like you have enough money, enough time, enough big house for your kids, all this stuff. Same as weight loss and fitness. It's the same thing. So you're never going to feel like you have enough time to go work out. I don't think usually people aren't like, oh, I have so much time. I think now I can start my journey. No, it's always, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. You know, get over that and just go work out when you can, eat right when you can. And, you know, of course, try and push yourself to do that more and more and more. Get to that 100%. But if you're not at that 100%, it's okay. You're doing something and you need to congratulate yourself every day for that. So this is my message to you today. Just, you know, I thought I'd get on here and just do a normal talking vlog just to give, because I couldn't find a song that went with this, actually. So often I think of an idea and then I try and think of an awesome like rap song that I can do that about. But today I couldn't figure it out. Just there's no perfect time to start. Just start now. Start today in a small way if it has to be, or in a big way if it can be. But you know, sometimes you do a lot of working out, sometimes you don't get a workout in. Take the time that you have to do what you can. And if you can't do it, it's not all or nothing. Do something, you know, something is going to help you more than doing nothing. So start on your journey today. Continue on your journey if you're on it. Don't give up and stay fired up about what you want, what your goals are. Please keep thinking about all those goals you've made, right? At the start of the year, we had some vlogs about making New Year's resolutions and making long and short-term goals. So think about those, you know, have your vision board. I hope you've made those. And yeah, so stay positive. Keep doing what you're doing, or if you're not doing what you should be doing, start doing something. And I hope you get to the gym today and you eat some nutritious meals, and I hope you're feeling great for it. And if you're not, make those changes. Make some small changes. Don't wait until the perfect day to do something about it. You know, live your healthy life right now and love your healthy life, and yay, right? Okay, we'll talk soon. I'll be back with shoe reviews and musical motivation videos as we go. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to my videos. If you like them, tell your friends about them. And of course, remember, you can always hear me on my podcast. So all these same videos I make here, I put into a podcast that you can listen to in your car or at home while you're cleaning or exercising or whatever. So check out my podcast. I'll put the link. Well, it's always, the link is always below my video for the podcasts. And sometimes that's a more convenient way to get this in your head. So have a great day, have a great week, and we'll talk soon.